Many of us have watched the coverage of Hurricane Harvey, seen the devastation, and wanted to help. And there are a number of Georgia-based organizations working in Texas right now. MAP International is one of them. Steve Sterling oversees that group and joins me from our Savannah studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste. Thank you for having me in Georgia Public Broadcasting.
So what does MAP International do?
MAP International is a Christian health and disaster response organization, and we help all people regardless of ethnicity, gender, or religious belief.
So what has your response been so far toward the hurricane, and did it involve preparations when you knew that it was coming?
Yes, we've been collecting items and purchasing items as well that go into what we call a disaster health kit. And when you leave so quickly from your home, you do not have the basics like soap and washcloths, shampoo, toothpaste, toothbrush. And so we developed this kit, and then it also includes antiseptic wipes and other essential items like Band-Aids. And so we've been putting these together and then also sending them through our partners who have boots on the ground with Convoy of Hope in Texas.
So how many, do you have any idea how many you've sent so far?
We've sent over 1,000, and we're packing more right now as we speak. And then we have 10,000 more on order, because we know this is going to be ongoing. And so we have also other items that we're shipping with our these health items, other medicines as well. And so we're doing all we can to work with our partners to help meet the needs of our Texans who are in dire need right now.
So, you know, lots of people, as soon as they see a disaster, want to do what they can from where they are. How do you suggest people choose the right nonprofit?
Well, you can always go on Charity Navigator to make sure that you're looking at the right nonprofit with the good standings. And MAP is rated number 2 by Charity Navigator as the nonprofit doing the most good in the world. And so you can look at other...
Yeah, I should mention, Charity Navigator is an independent watchdog of nonprofits. It evaluates them all and gives them scores and tells you, you know, how much actually gets to the people who need it, et cetera, et cetera. So go ahead.
Yes. And also you should look at how long they've been in working in that area, because if you see a nonprofit just spring up all of a sudden, you have to really cannot trust them. But MAP has been around for over 63 years, and our partners that we work with, we've worked with many of them for more than 10 years. So we know the people. We know that when they do the work, they actually are doing the work, and where their help is needed, they're getting the help.
Now, MAP International has come to the aid of victims in a number of disasters. How would you compare the work you've done for past, especially weather events, with this one?
This, the Hurricane Harvey aftermath, is probably the largest disaster that we've ever been involved with in the U.S. It is humongous because of the size of the area that's affected, and not only just after 2 weeks, but it's going to go on for a long time. So the basic health needs are going to continue to increase. And so by scale, this was by far the largest in terms of impact that we have seen in this country.
What kind of response are you getting? Are you getting the help that you need from, especially from other Georgians?
Yes, we are. We are getting, I was just speaking at a church yesterday. They took a collection, on Sunday, and they took a collection. There's another school groups that are collecting right around the Brunswick, Georgia area where MAP is headquartered. And so we're getting some good response online, but we could always need more help as this disaster will need to be helped for much longer than just a couple of weeks.
So, you know, there are a lot of people who talk about what is helpful and what isn't. And there are people that sort of criticize the idea that you can just sit at home and send money and that's helpful. But I wonder if as a nonprofit organization, if you would agree with that it's not always that helpful just to send money.
Well, you can, with MAP, you can do both, because actually these disaster health kits, we need to put these together. So we have had volunteer groups come into our large warehouse in Brunswick to actually put these kits together. And these kits could actually be put together anywhere. And that's the beautiful part about it. You can, there's 8 components that go into these disaster health kits. So once you put them together, then we actually will ship them to Brunswick where we store them. So you can do both helping, but also these kits cost money. These kits, we had to buy the components. And so any help we can get through the online or any way they can give, we can purchase more of these disaster health kits to give to the people in Texas who need them.
And even in the weeks ahead, the initial...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be months. It's going to be months, weeks and months ahead, because it's such a huge footprint this disaster has had on Texas.
That is Steve Sterling. He's president and CEO of MAP International. It's a Georgia-based group that's been helping with relief efforts following Hurricane Harvey. Steve, thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you very much.